We get things underway, though, by welcoming into the program our friend Nick Coit of ABC6 in Providence. Hello there, Nick.
Hello there, Rich. What's going on?
Oh, just another dreary Monday here. We've been seeing a whole lot of clouds and drizzle the last few days.
Tell me about it. Us too. I actually was playing in a golf tournament today, and we got through the morning. Probably about hole 16 is when it started to turn, and the afternoon's just been miserable down here. I've been playing Frogger with all the puddles and everything in the road. So yeah, it's been dreary, but hopefully things perk up here the rest of the week.
Yeah, it does look a little bit better as the week goes on. Now, what would make us feel better is that the Red Sox would take care of business, and that was not a real fun series with the Yankees over the weekend.
No, it wasn't. And they're in a little bit of a funk here because they've, you know, lost the series before the break too. So it's a little funk, but you know what? That's a good thing. We don't want all, you know, I mean, obviously outside with the weather, as we were just saying, we want sunshine and roses. But, you know, with the Red Sox, it's good to have a little adversity, you know, their heels a little bit and say, okay, well, a little, you know, it's the first sort of challenge. You know, everything's been good and everything we've been talking about with the Red Sox has been good. So little adversity never hurt anybody, and I think they're facing that right now.
Yeah, and it's going to be an interesting test. They're playing divisional teams. They can add some ground. That, to me, that's the big thing about the weekend. It was a great opportunity there to really bury the Yankees, and instead they sort of let them back in. Not much sure they would have gone away anyway, but when you got a chance to finish off the Yankees in mid-July, that's a good thing.
Of course, and especially doing it at their place, too. Saturday, you say what you want about Saturday and how things were handled and, you know, the umpires and whatever. But Sunday, I think that was the disappointing one. It was like, okay, you bounce back, shake everything off that happened on Saturday, the Verdugo incident, all of that, you know, see what you can do on Sunday. And the offense wasn't really there and the bullpen didn't really hold up. And all of those things just sort of didn't come through, which, you know, look, sometimes it happens on the road. You know, I don't think I've, you know, not even close to losing faith in this team because I think they've played well so far. And when they have faced a little adversity, I think they've been able to get through it. So this will be, again, an interesting challenge, especially with a good team like Toronto coming up.
And last night, one of those rare instances this season when an Alex Cora move kind of backfired, putting Christian Arroyo at first to get him in the lineup, and then he does his Harmon Killebrew stretch and now is off to the IL.
Yeah, and I think Alex likes to use his utility guys a lot and in a lot of different places, which I think is, in some ways, it's good to see that he trusts a lot of these guys. But, yeah, I'm having Christian Arroyo over there. That's sort of the downside is, okay, you put guys in spots they're not used to, and things can happen the way they have. And I think it also sort of puts an emphasis on, Rich, the need, if you're looking for something at the trade deadline, I think first base is a need. You know, I don't think Bobby Dalbec has played particularly up to what they, you know, would imagine out of that spot. And so if that's a place you can add at the trade deadline, and it doesn't have to be, you know, it's not like they have to go out, yeah, we got to get Anthony Rizzo, dude. It's not like, you know, go out and find somebody that, you know, can help you in your order. Because, you don't necessarily need a Rizzo because, one, the cost is going to be big, I think, and two, you know, you have a middle of the order. So is there a guy that you can put in that, I don't know, 6-7 spot, you know, behind Devers Bogarts, J.D. Martinez, those guys that can help fill out your order while also playing a solid defensive first base? You know, go out and find that guy. I don't know where he might be, but I think that's the challenge for Chaim Bloom, and that would be a need I would look at the trade deadline.
We're talking with Nick Coit here on Downtown. Some additions to the roster come from right inside, and one of them looked, I thought, pretty good in his debut over the weekend. Jaron Duran seems to be pretty poised for a young guy.
I think so, too. I really like this kid from what I've seen, and I think he's got a lot of confidence, Rich, evidenced by the fact that the first guy he faces in the big leagues is Garrett Cole. He swings at the first pitch and he puts it in center field. Obviously, that was nice too because it sort of gets the weight off your shoulders. And I think this is a guy that the other need I think the Red Sox have, which may be able to be filled within if Duran can do it, would be a guy that is in that leadoff spot. Because I think last time we talked, if I'm not mistaken, we were talking about how good Kike Hernandez had been. And then I think things have sort of come back to earth a little bit. I think he got a little streaky there. So if Durant is a guy that can fill that need, that's a good thing. It'd be great to have it filled within, because I think the kid could do it. And he doesn't have to hit a home run every time he leads off a game. But if he can get on base, if he can use that speed that he has, then you feel good about it. So, yeah, I like the kid. I like what I've seen. And, you know, hopefully he gets more and more confident as the days go on.
And a pretty encouraging rehab start from Chris Sale, who should be back by, I would think, at the very least, mid-August.
I'm jealous. You guys get him up there in Portland.
Right.
That's great. It's going to be fun. This is why I think with the trade deadline, you know, I'm not expecting just a huge move, but if they can go out and fill some needs and get creative with it, then that's a way to do it. And I think getting Sale is a way to fill a need. I think the pitching staff as a whole has been pretty good. So it's not like we're all sitting here just, like, you know, thirsting for Chris Sale to be back into that rotation or, you know, but if Chris Sale can come in and be, I don't know, 80% of Chris Sale, 75% of Chris Sale, you know, maybe he fills the need. Maybe he can come out of the bullpen. Maybe he can, you know, I think the Red Sox are going to explore all options with him too, because, you know, they obviously want to have him. He wants to be out there, but they also want to be cautious because this is a major surgery and a major injury he's coming back from. But if he can contribute in any sort of way, you know how good Chris Sale can be. So that's a huge win for the Sox.
There's talk about tweaking the bullpen at the deadline. The name that I keep hearing, and I'm sure you do too, scares me because I still have gray hairs that I'm certain sprouted up 3 years ago when Craig Kimbrell came out of the bullpen.
When I was working up there in Bangor, I didn't have many gray hairs. And then, you know, I watched Craig Kimbrell and follow that World Series run in 2018, Rich, and I definitely got some of them from that. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Kimbrel's had a good year, but I think what's been refreshing about this bullpen this year is we're not sort of, you know, dipping around the strike zone. I think a lot of guys are not afraid to just put the ball over the plate with their stuff and trust it. And I think sometimes Kimbrel, when he gets in there, he starts selling the ball, and we're all like, okay, here we go. This is going to be a long inning. Can we get through it? It's the guy that you know. You know what you're going to get. But do I necessarily want it back? I don't know. I mean, the more arms, the better. So if they do it, it's not like you're going to be heartbroken. But at the same time, you're right. Get that, like, Just for Men gel ready or something while you're watching the Red Sox game. Yeah, you're right. You're going to get those gray hairs again.
What's your level of optimism about the Patriots as they get ready to head to camp soon?
This is a camp that I'm excited for, Rich, and this is a season I'm excited for because you have a young quarterback who you don't know when he's going to be ready. You don't know how he's going to do in his first camp. You don't know if he's going to be beat out the incumbent starter. Maybe not. We don't know. But it's exciting to see how it plays out. Because in some ways, this is a quarterback competition. You know, I expect Cam Newton to be the starter week one, but you never know. If Mac Jones comes in and lights up the world and they think he's ready right away, he is a first-round draft pick, then he's ready and throw him in there. So let's see what we can do. So I think that's exciting. Also, the fact that they retooled this roster, brought in a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. I think the defense can be good again. We'll see what happens with the Gilmore situation. Hopefully it gets resolved because I think they could really use him on the field. I think he just said it's one of those, you know what, you invested all of the money that you have. Hopefully you work something out here because you have invested so much that he sort of rounds out everything that you want to do. So, I'm excited for the camp because I think last year was a tough one, obviously, not what we're used to here in New England. I am glad that in my early days as a Patriot fan, I went through the Pete Carroll and Drew Bledsoe and all of that because I'm not totally 100% used to winning like some of our younger friends. But, it'll be fun this year, I think, because of some of the unknown, but some of the hopefully future excitement with the team.
I like some of the additions, especially at the tight end spot. But does it seem to you that even with the guys they've added, it's still likely to be a run-first offense?
I think because of the talent they have there, I think, yeah, they'll try to ground and pound a little bit, even with what they did in the draft with a guy like Ramondre Stevenson. I think he can sort of fill that role too. And Damian Harris is one of the best players you have, I think, on offense. So yeah, I think they'll feature those guys, and having James White back. But the tight ends really, I mean, the upgrade that you make at that position compared to the last couple of years, you know, without Gronkowski, I think it's massive. Because I think Hunter Henry is a good player, and Jonnu Smith is a good player. And if it is Cam, it gives Cam big target options. And, you know, the one thing that was good about Cam Newton in Carolina, who was his favorite target? It was Greg Olsen, the tight end. That was a guy that he really relied on. So give him two solid veteran, you know, good tight ends in this league. And, you know, hopefully they can get off and running. So, yeah, they'll ground and pound, but those guys are important because it's just more things for the defense to worry about that they haven't had to worry about the last couple of years.
Nick Coit, ABC6 in Providence, visiting with us this afternoon. Nick, appreciate you making a little time for us. Hopefully the weather improves so that golf game of yours can continue to be, the pride and joy of everybody in Rhode Island.
More than average, sure. Maybe a little bit more than average, sure. Yeah, without the rain, that would be nice. But I like to get some golf in here too this week. I'm on vacation, Rich. So.
Oh man, and you're making time for us on your vacation.
Well, of course. Wow. I mean, it's never a time not to talk some socks and pats with my friend Rich Kimball. So why not?
Well, you are the best. Well, we thank you, Nick. Be well, and we'll check in with you again sometime in August.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Coit, ABC6 Providence, talking Red Sox and a little Patriots with us here on Downtown.